Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, ma'am, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, December the 15th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. 10 days till Christmas. How about that? 9 shopping days left the day after the big fruitcake toss. Matt, illuminate everybody on what happened last night if they were not lucky enough to be a part of or listen to the big fruitcake toss 2023 edition.
So last night, Sheriff Bales had won. He threw 68. We had a throw-off for the first time in fruitcake toss history between Glenn Jerome and Sheriff Bales. So that was nice. There were more people who showed up than I figured there would be. That's always good. I think the event was pretty exciting. I mean, it had to have been for the crowd to get to get so involved. I think it went really well.
Controversies?
There was the. At some point in time towards the end when we had the fruitcake throw-off, the toss, you know, we had Glenn Jerome who went, and then we had Sheriff Bales who went, and then one of the people who attended had thought that they also got 68, so they thought that they were in the throw-off, but they were not.
But we did go back and check that.
Yes, we did.
We checked our book. We checked the audio tape. We checked the video. Just not far behind. 65, not far behind.
Not far behind at all. It was kind of a controversy at first to get Abby to bring the hot chocolate.
Yeah, that was a controversy. But she did, so I have to give her...
Yeah, we appreciate Abby for bringing the hot chocolate.
Got to give her credit for that. But the throw. You know what's interesting about her throw is we've had this big debate. Should there be a women's division? Should there not be a women's division? And Sarah threw for 55 feet. Carrington threw for 55 feet. Carrington won the WGH division against all men. I think she was the only woman in the WGH division. And yet, Abby, who a lot of people thought was the powerhouse. You know, she was a catcher. She had done these push-ups in here at one point, and people think she can, like, knock me out or something. And last night, I don't know what happened. She said she'd throw in the fruitcake for 55 or 57 feet, and it just... Something... I don't think it got to 40.
I think maybe the nerves just got to her. She talked herself up so much to you that when it came to the point to prove herself, she just couldn't do it.
You could definitely tell that there were nerves there last night. Now, people, you know, that's an interesting thing about people. They don't like to say that they're nervous, especially when the event is over. Like, if you go back and say, well, you know, I think the nerves just got the best. Oh, I wasn't nervous. Everybody says that. But you can tell when people walk up there to throw it if they're nervous.
How so?
Well, you can just tell because, first of all, after they throw it, you can tell because of where it goes and what happens. But also, you can tell because everybody's looking at you, and I think there's just a little different, like that your eyes are really focused in on what you're doing. Now, you can call that confidence or preparation or whatever it is, but there's definitely some nervousness to that.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, like, so long ago, I was on the bowling team, okay? And in bowling, you're not supposed to look at the pins. You're supposed to look at the lines.
The floor.
Yeah, you're supposed to look at the arrows. And then when you throw the ball, they always made sure to tell you to keep staring at the arrows and almost go statue for a second. Because if you move too soon, it'll mess with the adjustment of the ball. So just go statue for a second. Keep staring at your line. Because if you look away from the line, you're going to mess up your throw. So, like, there was just looking where they wanted to throw it.
But I don't know if that applies to fruitcakes.
It applies to just about everything. It's the same concept for pool. Like, you know, eight ball.
By the way, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944.
It's all that hand-eye coordination, Scott.
Well, there's hand-eye coordination, but, some people threw high. You threw high.
I did. Yeah, I think I just let go too late. I thought I was going to let go sooner, but it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, you threw high. See, which you would think is not hard to do, but it is. Easy to do.
In my defense, my hands were frozen from retrieving a fruitcake all day.
Oh, is that what caused you to throw high?
My hands definitely did hurt. I was looking at my hands, and my fingertips were like starting to turn reddish purple. It was rough.
Now, who else threw high? Somebody else threw high.
I think my brother threw. I mean, he threw far, but he also threw high because I think he almost clipped one of the power lines.
I remember two pretty well going up.
Yeah, there was another one. I don't remember who all it was, but there were a few people who almost hit the power lines.
Now, was it Judge Edwards who went high?
Maybe. Somebody got pretty close to the cars, but they threw in the direction of the cars.
But nobody hit a car.
Nobody hit a car.
No controversy there.
The cars were just too far away. I don't think you're throwing the fruitcake that far.
No, and it did prove. I mean, even at 72 feet, we tied the record last night, so old Donovan Bauer now does not have the record singularly anymore.
I'll be sure to fill him in on that one.
He does now have to share that record with Sheriff Bales, 72 feet.
I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Like, I don't...
Records are meant to be broken.
So Donovan Bauer is about my height, if I do remember correctly. You know, I'd say he's got my build, probably. Sheriff Bales... He's just, you know, he got the long arms. He's super tall. He's kind of stocky.
But I don't know that that matters, because last year Sheriff Bales did not win, and he competed. See, I think some preparation went in this year.
I mean, maybe he threw. He had really good. Like, both of his throws were fantastic.
Yeah, they were. And he took his coat off. I knew he was there to play. Now, I think Kerr Murray and Dr. Davis, our county commissioners, I think they both had the average throw, which is usually between 40 and 50.
This year, the average throw was 55, I think.
You think that was the average?
I didn't do the math, but...
I think if we... Oh, and Ed Pickett...
A lot of people thought 55.
Ed Pickett fell 1 foot short of his winning throw last year. I do remember that. Threw for 60.
He got unlucky, though, because he threw for a solid 60. He didn't get a rule. A lot of people got rules. His did not rule.
You know, I've never seen a fruitcake bounce. We had a fruitcake bounce last night. There was a throw where that thing bounced like a basketball.
I think they just threw it a little hard at the ground, and then when it hit the ground, it just kind of skipped a little bit, you know?
So, the age-old question, can a fruitcake bounce? Yes, it can. We saw it last night.
You just got to throw it hard enough.
It's like rubber. it's like eating rubber. And by the way, Pastor Craig took the old fruitcake last night, which had been busted open.
Does he intend on eating that
fruitcake? See, I don't know. I thought about that last night. I told him, I said, that's a 2 to 3 year old fruitcake. Half of it's busted open.
There's an expiration date on that one right there for 5/04/24. I think the fruitcake that we gave Pastor Craig might be a little bit expired.
Now, I did tell him, though, that it was 2 years old.
He said it's probably got about 3 years longer shelf life on it.
And half of it, and in the end, was busted open. The packaging had busted open, which was the problem. So, you know, it's one of those things. Go ahead, caller.
Where do I look to find the broadcast?
Let me double check here. I think it is on the website if Adam has put it up there. Let me double check. So from what you hear, what do you think about the broadcast so far?
Sounds good.
Are you surprised, Sheriff Bales?
Sounds like you guys had a good time and you had a lot of good throws.
Oh, a good turnout, good hot chocolate, good Buckeyes. I tell you, people could have had a free dinner there last night. Let me see.
It was kind of cold, though.
It was a little nippy out there. Matt's hands apparently turned purple.
Not the whole hands, just the fingertips.
Just the fingertips.
Just the fingertips.
Now, online, I'm on the page where it says our show archives.
Okay, yeah, here it is. If you go to, where are we here? If you go to show archives, that first list under there, about midway down, it says Christmas shows. Do you see that? It's right next to political presentations and elections.
Okay, political.
Then do you see where it says Christmas shows?
I see political presentations.
And then do you see right next to it where it says Christmas shows?
Okay.
Yeah, click on Christmas shows, and it'll take you right down, and the top one is the fruitcake toss.
December 14th. There it is. Okay,
there it is.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, if you listen to that, call us back and let us know how that went. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So it is available on the internet. See, people want to listen to it now. It was a happening.
I mean, I think so. There was, like I said, more people showed up than what I thought, and people got hyped.
They really did. Now, nobody... I wish I, like I said, I don't have the records. Hopefully before the morning's over this morning, I'll have the records here. But I believe that the shortest throw might have been, who would you say threw the shortest?
I think it would have been the lady who signed up towards the start of it. So, Victoria?
Well, I knew one person throw it, and it just kind of hit right toward us on our end, which was usually not the case.
I think the shortest throw was like a 35 or something of the sort, something like that.
But were you taught last night? Now, see, people are always downing Marion, and this is the point I want to get to. That last night was a communal effort. Those people would have never gotten together under any other circumstances. They sang together. They threw fruitcakes together, they ate together, they drank together. That's community.
I mean, honestly, when I, like, traveling, I've never spent any significant amount of time in the places, but, like, traveling out of state, when you drive through some of the towns, like, Marion honestly looks, like, infrastructure, like, road-wise, building-wise, it looks a lot nicer in Marion than it does in a lot of places around.
Well, of course, I think it's because we live in Marion, and people like to knock where they live, because what else do they know?
Fair enough.
I mean, if you don't live in Upper, how are you going to knock that? I think that's all really that amounts to. And last night, the people that we counted on, like I said, you know, you had Abby with the hot chocolate. You had your mom with the Buckeyes. You had Pastor Craig and you paying for the Buckeyes. You had the fruitcakes. You had the whole staff taking part in making sure that things came off properly. You had everybody who showed up to throw a fruitcake. You had Bob with the plaques. You know, that's a lot of hands coming together to pull something off.
Well, I mean... It was definitely worth it. Like you said, it was a happening. There was lots of stuff. I think everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I think now it will only get bigger, because now I think those things we would probably consider traditions.
I mean, absolutely. I think it would. Would it not always?
Well, I think it's always gotten bigger, but I think now the theory is that now I don't think we could probably do one without the chestnuts or without the hot chocolate. Because that's now become tradition. Just like last year, the plaques became tradition. So now that's tradition. So I think now all these things have just become part of WGH lore and the fruitcake toss.
You know, I gotta get my mom's Buckeye recipe.
You think you could do them as well as she does?
I mean, I'm not the one who makes them, so I could be wrong, but it doesn't seem all that hard.
See, I'm just not a peanut butter person, so that's where the Buckeyes and I kind of part ways, unfortunately.
I'm also not a real big peanut butter person, just, I think my mom's Buckeyes are good because there's more chocolate than the majority of Buckeyes, and they're also a lot creamier than normal Buckeyes.
Now, I was just told that Linda would have a copy of this here by noon today, the results. But Bob apparently took a picture of the results. Bob might be in bed this morning because it was a rough night last night. Bob, if you're listening out there and you have the results, send over those results. Somebody else should have taken a picture of those. We should have thought ahead.
Yeah.
A lot was going on, though.
There was. I mean, towards the end, when everybody had thrown, you know, now that I think about it, I should have taken the pictures. I took pictures of everybody throwing, but I should have taken pictures of Glenn Jerome and my head stopped work. Sheriff Bales, when they shook hands before they had their toss off.
Oh, did they have a see? I don't know where I was.
they shook hands. You know, it was nice. I also should have taken pictures when Carrington and
Sarah,
yeah, when they had their throw off.
Now, who is Glenn Jerome?
I do believe Glenn Jerome is the father to one of Miranda's children.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, but I mean, what does he do? What is his profession?
I don't know. I don't know anything about him. That's all I know.
You know what I thought was interesting? Clearly her taste in men are completely different. Because there was no similarities between those two guys that I could ascertain.
You know, I respect it because she picked the first one and said, well, that type didn't work. Gotta pick a new type.
And apparently that didn't work either.
Apparently not.
So I don't know.
It's respectable.
Is it?
I mean, you know, she gotta find her type somehow, I guess.
Well, but how many types you got?
One. But you know, it's kind of like a prototype. You know, you gotta work on it. You gotta build it up into an actual, you know, type.
You know what's funny to me is that this past week, you know, not to get too deep into something, but you know, help is always important, as I say, and Abby cannot help but be helpful. It's who she is as a human being. And it's funny to me in a way because I think at times she would... Oh, by her mother was there last night. I think it was mom's night last night. Your mother was there. Abby's mother was there. She was part of the cheering section. My mother was there. We let her out of the home, so
you know,
she was there.
Your mom was a little upset.
He was upset. I must have missed that whole thing.
She didn't... I mean, Carrington kept saying... Look, it's Scott's mom, and then she was like, "I have a name."
Oh, I did. Yes, there was some. See, I had walked away at that point, but I don't think Carrington thought I had a mother.
I mean,
what was going on over there? I walked away from the table at that point.
She was telling us she was filling us in on everything.
Oh, was she now?
Everything, you know.
Yeah, I bet she was. I bet she was. She had a lot of energy last night. That's all I got to say.
I like your mom. She's nice.
She even tossed a fruitcake.
She did, yeah. I like the coat she was wearing. Very nice. Very festive looking. Even though it's just bright red, it fits in.
I think she kept going around to people saying, "I'm Scott's mom." I heard her say that a few times. So you can't, you know, complain about being called Scott's mom if you're going around introducing yourself that way.
I mean, fair enough, I guess. She could have introduced herself as Joan, then said, "Like, hello, I'm Joan,
Scott's mom." Yeah. So what happened over there with Carrington? What was the falling out?
Well, I don't know that there was ever actually a falling out. I don't know if it was. It could have just been like a joke. I don't know if your mom does that, but your mom was just telling us stories.
See, I'll have to understand these stories because they can be false.
Would you like me to tell? Would you like me
go ahead and tell a story and we'll see if it's true or not.
All right.
I'll have to tell the truth of this or not.
So your mom said that you used to be real big into wrestling, and you used to record wrestling matches, and then you would dub over the announcers.
Yes, that's true. I did dub over the announcers. Yes, that is true. Yes, but see, in those days, wrestling was a very kid-oriented thing. It was kid-geared. It was the Hulk Hogan days, and the Andre the Giant days, and it was very marketed toward kids. And yeah, I watched it in those days, and I think, I don't know how that all became a thing, because back in those days, dubbing over something was very difficult. So I would have to put the matches on the television and turn the volume down, and then you would have to point the video camera at the TV and put your own commentary in. So yes, that is true. That did happen.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. And see, I don't know what that says, but yes, that's a true story.
When you got older, you were you know, announcing actual wrestling matches. So.
That is true. See,
so it worked out for you.
I was practicing at a young age. At a young age. So that's the story that she was telling last night.
She told that one. She told us that you did in fact not have a sister.
No, I do not have a sister. That is true.
I took a guess. It was one or the other.
Was she running down, like, the whole family tree over there or something?
Carrington was basically asking her to run down the whole family tree.
But that's what I didn't understand. See, I when I walked away from it, Carrington was drilling her.
Yeah, I was like, man, you gotta know all of it.
I thought, what does she want to know? Why is she... And then I did hear her say at one point, Carrington, because, you know, she's a little loud, she said, he doesn't tell us anything.
Oh, that's because she was talking about... She was like, oh, he didn't tell you guys about Uncle Scott?
Yeah. He didn't tell us anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. That was a little interesting.
It was fun. It was good.
Well, you know, I don't let her out too often. But last night, she happened to be in the neighborhood, so I thought, well, why not?
Figured you just let her join in.
We'll let her come out to the event and do her thing. But your mother was there.
My mother was there.
Yep. Aunt Carrington's mother was there.
I did not know that. I didn't see her.
I believe she was, from what I understood.
Nice.
I didn't get to say hello. And as we've said, Abby's mother was there.
You know, you could tell Abby's mom is Abby's mom.
They look the same.
They do.
They look very well the same. If you want to know how Abby's going to look in about 5 years, all you got to do is look at her mother.
Yeah, I mean, they look the same.
Like, isn't that interesting? Genetics.
I think it's just like that for some people, you know?
They just look, it's weird.
I mean...
But Abby's mom is always very nice. She always comes up and says hello to me. But the funny thing is, for some reason, I can't remember her from experience to experience. Like, clearly, I'm not seeing her every day. So when I see her and she introduces herself, it's always, oh, yeah, that's who you are. I don't know why that is. I got such a block on it.
you just got a problem with moms, I guess.
Like I said, I couldn't point out Carrington's mom to you, even though I have met her. But I do know she was there last night because I think somebody said that. So, you know, I barely recognize my own mom half the time.
Fair enough.
Just a thing. So we had that all going on. But the point I was making was Abby just cannot help herself because we've been having this conversation about, you want to do nice things for people, but you don't want to be taken advantage of in the long haul. And she just can't help herself. She cannot help herself from doing nice things. She's just that way.
I mean, I think if you're going to have a flaw, that's probably a pretty good one to have.
Well, I'm not even sure it's a flaw. I don't think that's a flaw.
I mean, easily taken advantage of is probably a flaw.
But would you call that taking advantage of that you are willing to do for other people?
I mean,
sometimes it doesn't turn out good, I'll grant you that, but the fact that you do it, didn't we talk on this show not too long ago about insincerity, somebody who does something and then you find out when they don't really, all of a sudden, they don't want any more from you, then all of a sudden, they don't do the stuff anymore, and I think that's just complete insincerity, and I don't think that's her, she just, you know. She might not like when she gets volunteered to do stuff, but she cannot help but do it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's necessarily... It's probably a neutral trait. I'll give it a neutral trait.
I think it's a positive, and I think when you lose traits like that about yourself, you become just another person. Because most of us aren't like that. I think that's what sets people apart from each other, is those unique things that not everybody does.
I mean, I guess, but at the same time, there's a lot of things that people do that are just common for...
See, but I don't think that's common. I think going the extra mile every time is not common.
I don't think people are, like, going the extra mile, like, all the time.
Well, I think in her case, she does.
I think she tries.
Yeah. So there you go. Tries harder than anybody else. Let's put it that way.
I'll that's fine. I can do that.
Now, my other question is, by the way, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say. This is a new thing I learned about, that apparently when you are no longer around somebody, you have to delete every picture you ever took together on social media. I just learned this week. I didn't know this.
I think that if you delete... I don't know, it just seems like such a waste of time.
I have not done it. I've never went back and deleted anything. Because that just seems like work.
That's how I, before I made a new Instagram and deleted my old one, that's how I used to know, I guess it would work for like Facebook or anything else too, but that's how I used to know when people would break up or stop talking or had some kind of falling out. I guess I wouldn't know exactly what it is, but you would see pictures of them on their Instagram page, and then all of a sudden, it's just gone. Then there's nothing about them. And then you go to their Instagram page, like, what happened there? And then you just start looking, and there are no pictures at all.
Yeah, I think that happened. And I was not aware that had happened, but whatever. So the point is, and it's weird because I'm still friends with this person on social media. So I don't know what spurred that, but whatever.
I mean, I honestly don't know what the reasoning is behind it. I think it's, like I said, I think it's
like it never happened? Is that what it is?
You can't, no matter how hard you try, you can't erase the past.
Well, what I don't understand is that, see, I like looking at that because it comes up on your time hop or time memory or whatever it is on social
media. Your timeline?
Yeah. I like to see that stuff because it makes me think back to, well, okay, you know, here's the two things I think. Glad that person's not around anymore. It makes me think of that. And number two, it makes me think of, you know, there were good times. You know, it wasn't bad. As much as you might try to make it out to be bad, it wasn't.
I mean, I think if you were close enough to somebody where you guys were posting pictures on social media together, there had to have been good times. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been posting pictures on social media together.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm getting at here, what is the point of deleting them?
I don't know. I think people just like...
What feeling does that give the person?
You know, I couldn't tell you. You'd have to ask somebody who practices.
But you know it happens.
I mean, I assume it gives them some kind of feeling or something, because otherwise they wouldn't do it. Maybe it's just a way for them to, like, help forget.
You know what it is? They know they have made a bad choice.
About the person?
Oh, yeah. They'll never admit it. It's just like being nervous. They don't like to admit that they're wrong. No. Nobody ever likes to admit they're wrong.
I don't think anybody likes to admit it, but I think at some point you gotta admit that you're
no,
wrong.
No, you don't. Listen, people never admit they're wrong. You can look at people's track record and things, and it can be a nightmare, and they'll never admit they were wrong.
My least favorite thing is when somebody says something wrong, and you pull up the facts, and then you show them the facts, like with, you know, empirical evidence, all the good things, and then they just still disagree with you.
This is a nice holiday conversation, isn't it?
It is.
Welcome to the holidays. 10 days till Christmas. I don't know. I just think it's a funny thing. And then you wonder why people don't like you. You wonder why people hold grudges when you do stuff like that.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know that I would notice.
I'll tell you how I noticed. I noticed because we were still friends on Facebook, and one of those memories came up, and the post was still there, but I was gone.
What do you mean?
Like the post that the person wrote was still there.
They just removed the picture?
They removed any picture that I was in. I'm like, I know I was there that day. I'm pretty sure I was there that day.
You know,
what a loser. That's how I feel this much. What a loser would do that. There you go.
I don't know. I feel like it almost has to be spite. More so
that is spite. That is exactly spite. You got it.
I don't know. I don't know what else to call it. If you were hanging out with somebody that managed to upset you so bad that you decided to go onto social media and delete the pictures you guys have together, which mean nothing.
Mean nothing anymore.
There's gotta be some spite there.
There is spite. And see, but the person would tell you there was no spite. I don't care. There's no spite. That's a lie. You're a liar.
I honestly agree. I'd have to ask for a reasoning behind it.
Luckily, I have a radio show where I can bring these things up. That's what this is all about. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, it's me again.
Well, I'm glad you're still feeling all that adrenaline from Fruitcake Night.
Oh, yes. Of course, it's through my veins. I'm also still feeling about half nauseous.
You were ill last night.
Well, I think you would have been too had you experienced what I experienced.
Oh, well, do tell. You know, it's breakfast time. This is just what we want to hear.
Well, you probably want to hear about it as much as I wanted to experience it, but it's a true story, and I think I have to let it out.
Now, what does this
like
involve?
Like someone else did. So, I'm going to try to paint this picture for you. So picture this. I'm totally immersed and enthralled and entranced with this fruitcake. I'm trying to pay attention to people's technique and the outcomes of their throws and hear the names, and I'm watching you, and, you know, I'm spanning the audience trying to figure out who else.
So this happened on the premises last night?
Hmm?
This happened during the fruitcake toss?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there. I use my noggin. I bought a lawn chair. So I'm sitting there all comfy cozy with my little entourage and my lawn chair, you know, whatever. I have my iced coffee. I'm really enjoying myself. And it's never my intention to single somebody out or embarrass them. But I won't say names. But one of the staff members, and you know who you are, of WGH Talk Radio, came over and we talked. You know, this person introduced themselves, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And, which I had met them before, I already knew who they were, and whatever, they came under to, like, you know, acknowledge my presence, and then they stood there, they didn't go back to where they came from, but that didn't bother me, whatever, the more the merrier, you know, and I was standing there with my girls, Fruitcake Lily, and I got my friend Rebecca was there, and Carrie was behind me, and Judy was somewhere, and I'm sitting there, you know, in the lawn chair watching everybody, and this person's, like, almost in front of me, like, They're not really off to the side, but they're not completely in front of me or they would have been blocking my view, but they're like pretty much right in front of me. And someone was getting ready to throw, it's all quiet, you know, there's a hush over the crowd, and all of a sudden, this person rips the biggest, wettest, juiciest, loudest fart that a person could possibly rip while in my face. You gotta say it one more time, right in my face. My friend Rebecca, if you're listening, hey girl, hey. My friend Rebecca was like, what the? And I think maybe an expletive might have exited her mouth. I don't talk back like that because I'm ladylike. But I politely scooted my chair out and I stood up and Rebecca and I walked away. She was repulsed and so was I. And then so we waited a moment and I thought, well, it's cold out. Things aren't that pungent when it's cold. So, you know, maybe I can go back over to my chair. You know, I'm a big old girl. Big old girls. You know, I'm a queen, so I need my throne, right? I gotta go get back in my lawn chair. So I gotta sit down, and the smell, like, was still in the air, and it wafted over on front of my face, and I thought I was gonna be sick. But because I am pretty, like, I didn't make a scene. I just. But the person never walked away. They just stood there like you didn't know you did that. Like you didn't know that you need to go white.
Okay, hold on. I gotta ask this. Now, we're not gonna say this, but Matt, before she even got to the punchline,
can I just interrupt you? Matt, yes. You've got the cutest little laugh.
Like, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. I love your laugh. Your laugh is stuff. I don't know if you've ever been complimented on that laugh before, but I can just listen to you laugh all day. Sorry, Scott. Back to
well,
you.
Now, what's wrong with my laugh?
What were you saying, Scott?
Okay. Before that even came to be, did I have a name written down on the paper before the punchline even came out?
You did. Yes.
I know who this was.
It was terrible.
Now hold on. Here's what I got to ask you. What was the odor?
I'm with Rebecca. I mean, if someone passes gas right in your face, I mean, you're not gonna sit there. You're gonna like look at them like they're crazy, and then you're gonna do like I did and get up and out of there. And I thought that the coast was clear. When I sat back down, I was unpleasantly surprised because the coast wasn't clear.
So, no, I mean, did it smell like a normal bit of flatulence would smell?
I'm not an expert on flatulence.
No, but
why aren't you just saying fart? You think you're better than me,
Scott? That's right. Well, you didn't say I had a good laugh, so I'm not coming down on that.
Oh, okay. Second place is first loser, Scott.
That's what I heard. I saw a lot of that last night. Just ask Glenn Jerome. But
you didn't see it out of, and that's yours truly. Did you like how, with the authority I used when I yanked the cake out of your hand, I was like, do I look like the dying type? Give me the cake.
I was good. Well, but no, hey, listen, I'm curious here. This person who came, they introduced themselves as part of a member of our staff?
I had already met them before. I know all y'all. I know.
Okay, so you knew who it was.
That person knew me, and I knew them.
Listen, I know 100% who this is. I don't have to run a polygraph on this. I know who this is. I know
exactly. That person, and you think, well, what do you expect, Sarah? I don't know, maybe that they would mutter, excuse me, or walk away.
Oh, no.
I think the course of action that they took was shocking, that they would just stand there, like, if I don't say anything, you know, it's like it never happened. But I got crop dusted, and it almost melted my eyebrows off.
Did it smell like a normal person breaking wind?
No, I have PTSD because of
that. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying I know who this is because they've done this before. And
this is the norm for this person?
You know, I've been in the room when they've done it.
So then really, I need to blame you because you let me be the unsuspecting victim.
Well, I didn't even know that this happened.
So once again, it's all your fault.
I did not realize he was going to go over. No, so you were sitting down? So you were near the south?
In a lawn chair, and they were almost smacked out in front of me. Like, was, like, real close to my head.
Their what was what?
Their bottom.
Oh.
I'm pretty ladylike, okay, Scott? I'm trying to make my mom proud.
So you heard it?
Heard it, smelled it. Like, I mean, I have permanent freckles because of it. Like,
oh.
It was terrible.
I'm surprised you didn't pass out.
Next time, and if you're listening and you know who you are, if you do it to me next year, I'm going to act a fool and make a scene up in there. So forewarned is foretold.
But do you think the person meant to do it?
Well, I do now because you're the one that's saying they do it all the time.
Oh, no, I don't think they mean to do it. I just think they
how
have...
Why couldn't you clench or walk away?
I think there's some kind of bowel issue there.
Okay, so then maybe don't put your butt in my face if you know that you're prone to do it. Like, shake my hand, smile and then walk away like that.
Well, on behalf of the entire.
Or at least tell me, or at least give me a heads up, like let me brace for impact or something. I mean, that was horrible.
Well, you want to talk about controversies? We've got a whole new one here. Behalf of the entire WGH staff and the city of Marion, I'm sorry that had to happen because I know that is a very displeasurable experience.
Well, Scott, love means never having to say you're sorry. Peace out.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right. Well, Matt, you've got a cute laugh, and this person's got. they need some Maalox or Tums or something. Do you have any doubt that that was the person?
No, I mean, it seems believable.
No doubt in my mind. No. Have you ever been on the south end of one of those?
No.
Oh, you'll know when you are. You'll know it. And you won't know it's coming.
That's always good.
That person will just kind of, you'll see them move kind of slightly.
Yeah, subtle movement. And you're like, oh, God.
And you'll know, oh, man, I should have a hazmat suit on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See all the things that were happening there last night that I wasn't aware of?
You had a whole other controversy.
A whole other show going on there last night that I didn't realize was going on. Well, it was nice of her to say it was part of our staff. She could have just said it was somebody in the crowd.
It really narrows it down some, you know?
I still would have known who she was talking about. She could have just said somebody there, and I would have known. Because this person is a habitual... I could tell that story right now to anybody on this staff, and they would know who it was.
You think so?
I bet you Pastor Craig right now knows who that was. I bet you Sean would know who that was.
Fair.
Oh. I feel bad for her now.
I just haven't been around long enough.
Oh, you get to experience it one day. Oh, the Christmas party's coming up Tuesday. Maybe you'll get to experience it there.
You know, let's hope not. Let's hope not.
Well, tell people about the big doings coming up on Tuesday.
So on Tuesday, we're going to have the last interview with the mayor here in the radio station.
Oh, that is true. Coming up Tuesday morning, not Tuesday night. The Christmas party.
Oh, I didn't see. Sorry, days of the week, not my thing.
Hold on. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me. I just called Mayor Kellogg.
Oh, okay.
And he did forget.
I knew he forgot. I knew that's what happened.
Well, I thought with the plaque and you guys, I don't know if you notified and talking, it didn't even enter my mind that he would forget and stuff and... I just feel so guilty about it, but didn't he know he was getting a plaque, or did he?
Well, he did, but I think, again, it all dates back to a month ago, and I'm sure he's a busy man. And
I know it. That's kind of early to call people, and then I don't know the fire station and Lieutenant Brown, because he said, I'll be there, and I don't know if they're forgetting. If they need certain numbers that just goes to them, because when you call the police, I have to call the dispatcher, and then you get records and get all this stuff. And one time I push records, the next time I leave a message, the next time I'll just push something else. So
well, maybe
calls me back.
Maybe what we'll do is invite Mayor Kellogg to the Christmas party on Tuesday, and we can give him the plaque there.
Yeah, do something like that. Because I feel so bad because it was so nice weather and stuff, and that plaque. And no, because I thought, well, it never entered my mind, you know, that he didn't write it down. Even if you write it down, unless you have it handy, you look at it every day, you still forget.
Well, Mayor Kellogg's one of those unique people, like I said, unlike the fire department or anybody else, he doesn't have social media, he doesn't do email, so it's hard for him to be aware that something's going on. So he would really be the only one that is hard to, you know, let know in a big sense that something's going on.
Well, does he listen to you like I do on my TV thing?
I think he does, but I think it's kind of intermittent because I know he still goes to a lot of appointments, and I think that's probably because yesterday Sean said he ran into him at a doctor's office, but he didn't have time to stop and say anything to him. So even yesterday he was busy.
Yeah, because like the fire department, I don't know, maybe they forgot or. That's what I mean. Somebody needs to need just a direct number to, like one of them, because so many of them, one of them, I think it's the jury, civil, and all this stuff, And if you're over, is it 65 or 75, you don't have to go to jury, and they say like 9 or 10 things, and then, you know, you just can't keep pushing all that stuff. But
Well, did you hear the story that Sarah just told about what happened to her last night?
No, I was probably talking to him.
You don't want to hear that. It's terrible. But, well, that's good.
What happened?
Well, apparently somebody walked over to Sarah last night during the fruitcake toss and introduced themselves. And then, how do you say this polite? Matt, what happened?
So, you know, Sarah was sitting there watching the fruitcake toss, and then she said that somebody from the staff had walked over to, you know, greet her, that kind of thing, and then they were just standing there watching the fruitcake toss with everybody else, and then she said that there was some unpleasant wind.
Yeah, they broke wind right in her face.
Oh. Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yes, and apparently she about passed out right in the parking lot. And, you know, usually when we do orientation around here, we warn people not to do that to the listeners, but apparently that rule was broken last night.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. I was talking to him. Well, I've been sitting here worrying about it, and I thought if he did forget, you know, just but I didn't want to, like, insult him, call him again, you know, like, you know,
well, no,
he wouldn't remember, but because even if I write things down for a month, I'll forget. You know, I keep it up right in front of my TV or something if I got an appointment and things, because I forget. But, yeah, they need some way to, I don't know, that was awful early to call, you know, to start calling, but, and things. But, yeah, let me go to that Christmas party.
Yeah. Well, I've got his plaque here, so we'll straighten it out. Hey, we got to go to break. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Hey, we'll be back in about 15 minutes. I guess take your Maalocs and take your Tums and watch out. Stay tuned.
The place for holiday fun. CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4000.